Hello again. You'll remember me. I'm Mark Schlemmer, the Twitter guy from this morning. I'm back to talk to you again about some more Twitter things. I want to talk to you this afternoon in the context of this panel about a Twitter-based initiative that I started just over 2 years ago called iTweet Museums. We'll be looking at this popular project with respect to museum professionals in general and registrars and collection specialists in particular. Structurally, we'll delve into the what, why, who, and how of this Twitter-based initiative. iTweet Museums is a non-affiliated, independent initiative to encourage and support all museum staff to tweet museo-relevant content from their personal accounts. It's not connected to my job in any way whatsoever, though I do have their full support and encouragement. iTweet Museums was created in order to fill a gap in Twitter for museum professionals. Twitter has a very steep learning curve, and many people give up on it before they're able to tap into the full potential as a professionally focused resource. I wanted to create an initiative to bring together what took me months to discover and figure out on my own, so that other museum professionals with perhaps less patience could have an easier go with it. At first, I started gathering insight from the museum professionals that I already had found online. I began to conduct Twitter-based chats on different themes and carefully documented these conversations using a platform called Storify to create archived resources to share with other users. Eventually, and with more experience, I began to organize live tweet-ups or gatherings in various different museums in New York City to encourage local museum professionals who did not tweet as part of their jobs to experiment with using Twitter as a means to share cultural content. We've had events at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, I've done things at the Guggenheim, and next month we're heading out of the city to do our first professional development tweet up at the Wadsworth Athenaeum in Connecticut. Just this last spring, the British mission of the United Nations found out about my work, and they contacted me to develop and host a tweet-up at the UN that explored their expansive yet little-known art collection. We did this as part of the 70th anniversary celebration of the UN, and I'm proud to say that this tweet-up actually trended on Twitter, just like our conference did today, which I'm also equally proud of. So, let's see. At this point, you still may be asking yourself why I do this. I have a deep-seated personal interest in getting museum professionals to become better advocates for cultural institutions. We're all very passionate about what we do, and we're clearly not in it for the money, but we're not always the most effective in communicating that passion. In addition, as a resource, tapping into emerging thought leaders and established museum professionals is a vital way to feel connected to colleagues around the world and to share the best and most relevant articles and news events that impact our professional lives. So who are these museo tweeting people? They are museum studies graduate students, they're emerging museum professionals, and they're seasoned museum professionals. They're allied cultural partners, museum sector vendors, and yes, even registrars. To date, we have followers in 107 different countries who are engaging with museum content in varying degrees, some as content consumers, but more and more of them as content producers. Since most of the content we produce and support is in English, it's not entirely surprising that the majority of our followers are in English-speaking countries. Still, many people in the global museum field use English as one of their communication languages and may tweet in various languages from their institution. One of the initial things we ask participants to do is to tweet a museum selfie with the iTweet Museums button that we send out pretty much to anyone who asks me for one. Though it may seem frivolous at first, when you wear an iTweet Museums button, it invites people into a dialogue with you, the wearer, about what it means to tweet museums. That conversation might be with a colleague, a visitor in your own institution, or a fellow visitor when you're away exploring another museum. The button and the selfie are catalysts to help you engage with those who are curious about your work. The intention is to share not only your passion for museums, but also your committed effort to disseminate your enthusiasm via Twitter. It's a very small button, but the potential for impact is huge. And you'll probably recognize a few faces here. At the core of iTweet Museums is a series of didactic, museo-centric resources which guide people on how to tweet about everything from helping your interns to tweet responsibly about the work that they're doing to how to live tweet from a conference much like this one. These posts are continuously being updated with relevant additional content as our follower list grows, increasing the pool of worthy tweets from varying perspectives. To date, our resources that we've produced have been accessed by nearly 10,000 times and have been used at museums around the world to train and encourage their staff to get involved on Twitter. I want to highlight just a few of these Storify posts in the next few slides. And that's the link that you can go to that gets you to all of these resources. Twitter is only as good as you want it to be, since you choose from whom you want to receive tweets. If your intention is professional, it can be a real challenge to track down the right people. Through recommendations from our followers, we have compiled a list of thought leaders and strategies on how to find compelling tweeters to follow. In addition, we maintain lists of our followers divided into their particular professional focus. These include educators, museum tech staff, art, science, history, natural history curators, and of course, registrars and collection specialists. You can subscribe to any or all of our lists to get the tweets from those list members in your own Twitter feed. Now, most of these people obviously don't tweet only about museums, but it is a great place to start to find like-minded tweeters. And at the moment, I checked right before lunch today, our list of registrars and collection specialists include 107 tweeters. Another of our resources deals with what to tweet about work. Now, this is where it becomes increasingly important for collections folks to help guide all museum staff on what is and isn't okay to tweet. Registrar departments, as we all know, are notorious as being the department of, no, you can't do that. So, unless we as collection specialists are serving as examples ourselves by tweeting what is appropriate content, we really can't fault our colleagues for oversharing things that we feel like they shouldn't. Unfortunately, we've all probably had to wrangle in the rogue curator who somehow felt it was just fine to share internal security video footage that unfortunately captured a child climbing over a stanchion and trampling onto a sculpture. True story. Or we've gasped in collective horror as you saw another curator document in real time with selfies his way through a courier trip that included clear truck and crate identification, airport palletization, and travel routes. Everyone loves sharing the insider's perspective, but we view things through a much more conservative, some might say paranoid, lens. But if we don't serve as stellar examples of what is appropriate to share, someone else will make those decisions for us based on a less scrutinized approach. One of the best ways that we can share our insight into the museum world of work is to tweet about the details you notice when you visit exhibitions. Having produced, managed, and installed exhibitions grants you a very different set of eyes from which to view the finished product. Sharing what you know about how we make the sausage, so to speak, is precisely the perspective many people are seeking to find. Additionally, many of us ourselves are voracious museum visitors. So by highlighting the hard work of our colleagues, we help generate a little bit of museum love that truly means so much to a lot of really hardworking people. Just as I emphasized this morning with this conference, With this initiative, we also utilize and promote a hashtag to track and collect the tweeting efforts of those museum professionals committed to expanding our initiative. Not surprisingly, the hashtag is, simply enough, iTweetMuseums. By typing this hashtag into the search bar in Twitter, you can access tweets from and about museums around the world. Doing so on a Sunday night has become a ritual for many of our followers to help them get inspired for the work week to come, or to discover the best newspaper articles to read and to learn about upcoming professional development opportunities. As I mentioned earlier, guiding people to relevant news articles, blog posts, and other resources is one of the most beneficial things you can do online to help our community. There is so much information and digital noise out there that it's easy to just opt to tune it all out. But at the same time, we all realize the importance of keeping up to date on issues that impact our work lives. By actively participating in an initiative like iTweetMuseums, you help everyone in our field by highlighting only the best of the best of what you discover online. And sometimes, you just need to share those head-smacking things that only make another registrar nod their head in shared disbelief. And I don't know if you can see what, it's a little blurry up there, but this tweet actually just shares about how carefully someone's examined an object and decided to mark it by using a Sharpie on the face of the object. A horror story only registrars would really appreciate. As a parting suggestion, I leave you with just a few of the recommended hashtags you can explore on Twitter to see the various ways your museum colleagues are highlighting, discussing, and even creating a catalyst of change in our typically slow-to-change museum world. And just a few days ago, on Monday of this week, as if perfectly timed, Twitter, the actual company Twitter, contacted me from their New York office to invite me to discuss with them how the platform can better support and encourage the museum sector to engage via the use of their digital initiatives. So at least locally in New York, they've been paying attention to the iTweetMuseums initiative, and they're eager to hear me out. So if you have any ideas on this subject that you want to share, please, please seek me out or reach out to me online, because I'm taking this stuff directly to Twitter in a way that I never imagined possible. So why don't you please join me? Together, we can make Twitter an even more relevant and vital social media platform for registrars and collection specialists everywhere. Thank you. And here's our very brief list of takeaways. Very succinct and to the point.